Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also make you feel totally in control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb. They're like your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for us. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip to the professional grade blades, say goodbye to settling for less. With Conair Girl Bomb, you get the precision and power that used to only be exclusive to men's tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at Walgreens.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's. Because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we continue with Our American Stories and with a story about college friendships and how they can impact the rest of our lives. Today, Ken Kendrick is best known as the principal owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Here's Ken on one of the most impactful periods of his entire life.
In those days, in the early 60s, Playboy magazine had this famous issue that they came out with, that the center point of it, aside from the Playmate, was the top 20 party schools in the United States. So they listed all 20 schools, and when we all saw that, we noted that West Virginia was not included, and we were shocked. At the bottom of the article, they put an asterisk and said, we didn't think it fair to include West Virginia University in the above list because we didn't want to compare professionals with amateurs. So we were considered ineligible for the college list because we were considered as professionals by the Playboy rating system of the best party schools. I can attest that they were accurate, but the fraternity stories, I could go on for hours because it was the time when I met, you know, some of the more important people in my life, both then, of course, but for forever. Really, the guy that, of all, that was my most close colleague, roommate from that group was Al Cawley. And he was from New Jersey, and he spoke very rapidly. And his nickname was Ak-Ak, like the machine gun. Da, da, da. Sadly for Al, he had a genetic disease inherited from his father, a deadly disease called amyloidosis. And it is a gene that we all have in our body. And when it acts improperly, as it did in his body, it attacks organs and kills the other organs where that gene has attacked. And he knew that he might get it because his dad had died of it. And he came to visit us once. Never forget this. Yeah, we're having our usual fun time here visiting. And he said, well, I need to visit with you privately. And so he gets me aside and he says, well, Ken, he says, I have to tell you, sadly, I've contracted my dad's disease. I said, oh man, that's really sad. He says, yeah. He said, I think I only have about 2 years to live. And I said, oh, Al, isn't there anything at all, you know, that can be done? He said, well, not really. He said, the only thing that could be done would be organ transplant. And he said, I'm not doing that. And I said, you're not doing it if it could save your life? He said, no, look, I've lived a very good life. He's in his late 50s at this point. I've lived a very good life. I dodged all the bullets in Vietnam. You know, It's my time. And I said, and you've shared this with your family? He says, well, the only people who know are my wife and children. And I've told them that I'm not going to undergo this organ transplant. And I said, Al, you're a selfish son of a bitch. And he just was shocked. I said, you may not care that much about yourself, but a lot of other people do. And you owe it to those people who care about you to give everything you can to keeping your life going. And he, you know, kind of harumped. He was a real hard-edged guy and didn't respond, and you know, visit ended, they left. A couple of weeks later, he called up and he said, well, you were right. I'm going to have to do that. And he did. And he was the first ever, and there was made national news, the first ever triple organ transplant in the United States, done at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. He had it done. He lived 10 more years. So it extended his life. And, you know, I played a small role in it. Obviously, I didn't suffer any pain or hardship, but it was just one of those memories of a lifetime with somebody you cared about. And I'll remember he and I had invited him, the first Super Bowl that was ever played in Arizona, I invited him to come and be my guest. And the second Super Bowl that was played in Arizona was when the Patriots and Giants played the famous game where the Patriots were undefeated. And the other game had been 20-some years in the past. It was the Steelers and the Cowboys game, Super Bowl 30. And Al had been my guest. And the day before the Giant-Patriots Super Bowl, I get a call from his wife, and she said, look, you know, Al's in hospice care, and he wants to talk to you. And so we get on the phone, and, you know, we're sharing, you know, stories. And he and I always had this, can you top this, can you get the other guy kind of relationship. And I said, boy, Al, I wish you were here to go to the Super Bowl tomorrow. The Super Bowl we went to was one of those great times that we had together. And he said, oh, yeah. And he said, do you remember who played? And I said, yeah, it was the Cowboys and the Steelers. And I say, do you remember who won? And he said, yeah, it was the Steelers. And so we went through these back and forth questions. Now, this guy is, as it turns out, the end of the story will tell the story, the ultimate story. We get down to each guy is able to answer the other guy's questions, and we always would get to somebody would win by stumping the other guy. So the last question he asked me that I couldn't answer was after I had asked him who the halftime performer was, the answer he gave was Diana Ross, which was correct. And he said, what significant happened to her during her performance? And I couldn't remember. And his last words to me were, well, when you figure it out, call me back, and hung up. And I didn't figure it out at the time. The next day, I go to the Super Bowl, and after the Super Bowl, I get a call from his wife that he had passed away. And I later figured it out that Diana Ross had it been planned, she was going to land in a helicopter in the middle of the football field, and it was too windy. So they had to land outside the stadium and bring her in a golf cart. And that was the answer. And just so that I came out ahead, when I was one of the speakers at his memorial service, I gave the answer. So I got the last word on my friend Big Al. And he was one of those legendary figures in my life that I loved as much as you can another guy. I lost another fraternity brother recently. His name was Tom Longmire. He was referred to as Longs, as might be expected, his last name. And Longs was a character. He was one of those, he was a glue character, meaning he kept everybody together. I have this ranch here called Bumblebee Ranch, and he organized a group of guys to come out here and spend time in baseball spring training and going to the ranch and so on. But he was the guy that put groups of guys together. And sadly, he passed away, unfortunately, with brain cancer. And my very last conversation with him turned out to be not unlike the one with Al. he was also in hospice care, I get a text from him. And I remember it vividly, and it was the last basketball game of the basketball season, and West Virginia was playing Baylor in basketball, and we were all lifetime Mountaineer fans, and Baylor was top five team. West Virginia was decent this past season, but not great. And the morning of that game in March, I get a text, and it's from him, and it says, bet 50 on Baylor and bet 50 on Marquette. And that's all it said. And I saw it was from him. And I thought, what the hell is this? So I call. Well, he's in hospice care. His sister answers the phone. And I said to her, I said, I got this text from Tom. What the hell is this about? And she says, here, I'll put him on. And my nickname was, and he never didn't ever call me by my nickname from college days. My nickname was Keg. In any event, he says, hey, Keg, boy, I didn't mean to send that to you. That was meant for my bookie. I said, well, Longs, you know, I note you're betting against the Mountaineers. I don't think your buddies would want to know that. He says, oh, you don't understand. He says, I never win. He says, if I bet against them, they'll win the game. I said, sure, I get it. And we talked a little bit, and that was the last conversation we ever had. I hang up the phone, the game is played, and West Virginia wins the game. So two of my lifelong friends from those days, you know, with kind of these unusual parting shots that occurred when these guys are on their deathbeds, basically, you know, engaging with me in what turned out to be the lifelong banter that you have with people that you shared those days with. You know, when you were a young person and nobody had any money to amount to anything, you just had a life ahead of you and a lot of things to learn and a lot of things to enjoy together, and we really did.
The story of Keg, Big Al, and Tom here on Our American Story.
Most TVs are smart nowadays, but with busy home screens and remotes with too many or too few buttons, smart shouldn't mean complicated. That's why Roku TV is the smart TV made easy. The customizable home screen puts your inputs, streaming favorites like iHeart, and free live TV all in one place. From simple settings anyone can understand, automatic updates with the latest features, and much more, Roku TV is more than a smart TV. It's a better TV. Learn more today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve to treat yourself, so turn your tax refund into a U fund and give yourself a Straight Talk Wireless Extended Silver Unlimited plan and get a new Samsung Galaxy A14 on them. You can get a great everyday value on wireless with Straight Talk's unlimited plan starting at $25 a line per month for 4 lines. You'll save so much, you'll be enjoying that refund all year long. It's the refund that keeps on refunding. Find Straight Talk at straighttalk.com or at your local Walmart store.
Taxes and fees not included. Offer valid through 4/14/24 while supplies last. Online only. Must purchase a Straight Talk Extended Silver Unlimited plan to qualify. Limit of 5 phones per customer. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount.